1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 997. Sketch 669. Writer. Oh, it's me. On this, I should know which number day it is, as we're doing these in order for the last week. But I don't. Let me have a look at my Viz calendar. So this will be Thursday. So this will be 997.
We were starting this in the middle of a global pandemic. Did we think that we would finish this sketch thing before or after the end of the pandemic?
What you mean, like lockdowns or the actual pandemic?
Yeah, did we think that COVID would be all gone and dusted by the time we finished this? Or did we think it would still be like 3 years, 4 years of...
I think we thought the pandemic would still be around, yeah, but not lockdown.
Yeah, I assume there'd still be
right disease.
Yeah, indeed.
We should have made some predictions on Sketch Show 1. Let's start again. Start again. Get some predictions. Then in 3.5 years, we could have now been answering those predictions.
We did make the prediction that we will never, ever finish this. So made one prediction.
We still may not. We still may not.
Alistair will just do the voices on his own if we didn't record the last
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And we did predict there'd be a controversial stumping during the second Ashes test. We did predict that.
If Alistair dies, though, none of us will be asked to edit this for the last six. His legacy is 992 sketches.
I think we decided we'd already do this at his graveside, didn't we?
Did we? Finish it off. Fair enough. Go on then, Al.
All right then. Jesus wept.
We should really be annoying. This is almost the last one you got to edit. We should talk over each other a lot.
He doesn't care about that. Oh,
and like always,
hit the microphone.
He doesn't care.
Chairs going bonkers.
All put on like our earphones around the microphone so that he has got all the sound. Yeah.
Just take the mic out momentarily.
Listener,
there you go.
To hear what I have to deal with up until the start of the sketch from this point here, I will put out unedited audio of what fucking shite it sounds like.
Let's be flawless.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
Unlikely.
Is we'll probably prefer it.
Yeah. Why didn't you do it that way the whole time?
Yeah, everyone will write in like, "Oh my god, I love that episode 997 when you suddenly found your voice."
Okay, let's cast this monkey. Rich, do you want to be Curtis? Dan, you can be Isaac. Si, you can be Hal. Laura, you can be Minnie, and I will be David.
I just don't know what sketch it is my problem.
Okay. I mean, that's not your main problem.
Though it is a common one.
Yes.
That's
become writer's more of a feature writing than a bug, if anything.
Oh, writer's right. Yeah. I did. When you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that being said. But up until that point, it's gone.
You don't have to remember it. You just respond to it.
Yeah, but I'm always busy faffing trying to download the previous one when we're saying it. I can't hold too much in my working memory.
You're like a kind of like early Akai sampler. You can get like 7 seconds.
Yeah, just like that.
Akai Bilk.
Or a goldfish, one of the two.
Akai Bilk with a sampling clarinet. Are you awesome?
Right, I'm ready. Who am I?
Ay, ay, ay. Minnie. You are Minnie.
Minnie. I've remembered now you said it. Yeah.
Good.
What are you writing there?
Oh, I'm trying to write a story.
Cool. What's it about?
Well, okay, there's this writer and,
Fuck off.
What? Why?
I hate writers writing about writing. It's just lazy.
How so?
I can't think of a character. Woe is me. But wait, what if the character was... me!
It's not like that.
Shut up. Ooh, write what you know. Then we get 30,000 authors farting out books about how hard it is for them to whittle a living doing their writing. A pox on the lot of them.
But I don't make a living from my writing.
Well, that's even worse. Aspirational wannabes sticking pen to paper.
Finger to keyboard.
Shut up.
It is the 21st century.
Fine. Sticking fingers to keyboards to piss out their dreams of earning a crust from their half-arse wordplay. It's not like you hear about cyclists cycling about cycling.
What?
When did you last hear about a cyclist cycling a cycle about cycling?
I never have.
Exactly.
No, I never have because it's never happened. It's a poor analogy.
Metaphor.
No.
Fine. A light, lighting about lighting.
You're just naming things in the room now.
Okay, okay. A singer singing a song about singing.
There are loads of those, and you like quite a few.
Right, yeah. How about a drinker drinking about drinking?
A depressed alcoholic?
Yeah, I don't like those.
I don't think anyone does. Least of all depressed alcoholics.
So, doesn't work?
Not really.
Okay, then. A thinker thinking.
You're about to describe at least three disciplines of philosophy.
Am I?
Look, it doesn't matter. You're well within your rights not to like writers writing about writing.
Damn right. Just banging on about yourself. It's so lazy.
It can be, but that's not what I'm doing.
No?
No. For a start, the writer I'm writing about's a woman.
You're writing yourself as a woman? That's even worse.
She's a very nuanced and complicated character, actually.
Oh, is she now?
Yes.
And what does she get up to in this story of yours?
It's early days yet, so far it's mainly just been a dialogue.
Who's the other character?
Some Irish guy.
Is he hot?
Dunno.
Should be well hot. What are we talking about?
Well, writing, actually.
Oh, fuck's sake. Two writers?
Oh, no. One of them doesn't even like writers.
Good. So where is it going to go?
I think she might murder him.
Oh, right. Are you sure he needs to be Irish? Maybe someone more generic? Maybe English, perhaps?
Yeah, could work, I suppose.
And they'd have done something that really pissed her off.
Absolutely.
Oh, that reminds me. I think I accidentally left the butter knife in the Marmite again.
Did you now? Let me just go and fetch it.
Righto. Well, I'm sure that won't have any consequences.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
It is definitely something dun, that bugs me. You never... Dun, dun. Is the fact that all books and art are about English. Whenever you see a TV show book about some like inspirational teacher going to like teach inner city kids in gangs, they always like, you know, say, oh, look, this is Shakespeare. Let me rap Shakespeare. And like, the kids go, wow, I don't want a life of crime now. I just want
to
do
photosynthesis. Yeah,
they never do photosynthesis. You know, it's like, look at me. See how a plant makes energy from the sun. And like, and all the kids from botanists. I mean, that never happened. And that is fucking more likely than Shakespeare rapping being anything other than just fucking weird.
Got a point.
Fact.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
Yep.
Dan, are you going to use this as an opportunity to promote your book that is not finished?
Ooh, yes.
No, because it's not finished.
Can I ask some questions? Gesture. Can I ask some questions? Does it have a title?
No, it doesn't yet.
Do any of us feature in it?
No.
Oh, right. That's the end.
Is that a lie?
No, it's not a lie. There are no characters based on any of you.
Oh, what a waste.
Is
anyone
else
so enigmatic.
Dan, have you submitted a treatment to any book publishers to Great see question. If there's interest?
No, I don't know what happens in the end of the book yet. I don't know what happens in most of the book yet. I've written about 18,000 words.
But not one of us features in 18,000 words.
There are no characters that are based on you. No. I'm sure.
Well,
I'm trying to think
time
of anything
that
any
sort
of
that
you.
Out.
I don't think any of your anecdotes appear in the book.
What?
I don't think I've stolen any jokes.
What?
I mean, I could just make it purely about Rich's trip with the Take That clock.
Absolutely
just
phenomenal.
Make it
that
story. That
needs a book. That needs
you
a book.
You could make that into a whole novel, like To the Lighthouse. You know,
you could. You
exactly. Not To the Lighthouse. Mrs. Dalloway. Just the
you
whole
could,
thing.
You could merge Jack it with the story Carr, of when the woman sits on his face by accident on the bus. That is a Pulitzer Prize.
A series Man of short Booker stories about winning. A man and his journeys on a
journeys
bus.
On a bus. I mean, buy that.
A friend of mine who's come to our shows has this thing where he has sat on a bus and a person has sat down next to him and then has like confessed to some like trauma in their lives. Yeah, all these stories, just these random people on a bus will.
How often does he get in the bus though? If he's got it like every day for the last 30 years, one a year?
That's still a lot. It doesn't happen to me.
No, I mean, it's just, buses. It doesn't get that many buses.
Yeah, but Rich, you'd give really like curt responses. You're not a man who says, come and have an open chat with me.
Listen, it's not the situation. People don't sit down and go, let me tell you about what's troubling about my grandfather. I don't go, Matt.
I don't think that's how it works, though.
I have one.
He's a very kind of like relatable face.
I think he's got a chit-chatty way about him, presumably, that Rich doesn't have.
So no. There's my friend, by the way. Would you confess your life
to him?
Oh, he looks like Harry Howsam.
He looks chatty. Is he the one that laughed at my Irish accent?
He is the one who laughed at your Irish accent,
I recognise his face!
That's the trauma he's telling people on the bus. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, I saw this woman now. She's doing this accent. Oh, fucking hell. You never heard a thing like it.
Have we got a recording of that? It's just me trying to do an Irish accent and him just dying laughing.
It will have been out, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Yes.
That is 15 minutes. Just
yes, just so I've got to cut Alistair. 6 minutes out of this, so yeah.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.